Yeah, it strikes me, you know, and I think most people are lay people, but they're asking the question, and I'm asking the question, why are we asking all of our people over 70 to cocoon now for weeks, and indeed weeks ahead, while at the same time, we, for a long time now, had allowed our healthcare assistants, our nurses, to work in the nursing homes and the community hospitals without personal protective equipment such as masks, unless the residents were suspected of COVID or positive. And I know these questions were raised by the workers themselves, but the top HSE officials, I know that this is a direction they've been given. So I need answers to this. It doesn't make sense to me that the most vulnerable elderly people would not be, you know, protected in a way now that we're asking the over 70s to do across the board.
And you're also raising concern as it relates to the testing of healthcare workers within these settings, that you're looking for them to be fast-tracked.
Indeed. I mean, there's the issue of, you know, why were we not from early days testing healthcare workers across the board on a regular basis? You know, why was that not the case? And then there's the issue just in general about the testing regime that have really serious concerns about at this stage, in that they changed the criteria a number of weeks back in a very significant way. So a large number of people with symptoms were not tested because they didn't have enough symptoms. And then you have the issue of the people who have been getting tested in recent times contacting me and public reps across the country saying that they've been waiting weeks for a result. And, you know, they're obviously self-isolating for all of that time. But where does contact tracing, you know, sit with all of that? How can you contact trace if you haven't, you know, actually diagnosed the problem and got the results back? So I just think that there has been huge failings in the area of testing. I have many, many more questions, but I've started them last week. I'm waiting on answers in the next day or two. And I think that it's important that we had this whole period of weeks where there was this sense of, you know, phrases like we're all in this together, and there was this reluctance to question those at the top of decision-making and what they were doing. But at this stage now, because of the scale of massive sacrifices being made in our society to save lives, to protect our frontline health workers, it is really important that those at the top of the HSE, those who are in government right now, can reassure us that they are complementing this sacrifice by doing the testing system, by making sure that the very elderly are protected. These questions are important, and they need to be answered.